Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States, along with countries around the world, has denounced North Korea's recent launch using proscribed ballistic missile technology in direct violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. The February 7th launch came less than a month after North Korea committed another major violation of its international obligations by conducting a nuclear test January 6th, the fourth such test since 2006. After holding emergency consultations February 7th, the UN Security Council strongly condemned the missile launch by North Korea, also known as the DPRK, and announced that it will develop significant measures in a new Security Council resolution in response. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, said, "It is clear that the Security Council must take decisive action and do so with urgency."
With each one of these actions, the DPRK moves one step closer to its declared goal of developing nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles, and we cannot and will not allow this to happen. Each of these provocations, each of these illegal actions, requires a robust response. Because of the DPRK's decisions and actions, we will ensure that the Security Council imposes serious consequences.
Secretary of State John Kerry noted the missile launch threatened not only the security of the Korean Peninsula, but that of the region and the United States as well. Secretary Kerry reaffirmed the United States' ironclad commitment to the defense of our allies, including the Republic of Korea and Japan. In response to the evolving threat posed by North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile program, the United States and the Republic of Korea have made an alliance decision to begin formal consultations regarding the viability of deploying a Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, or THAAD, in the ROK. According to Defense Department spokesperson Peter Cook, the THAAD system would be geared solely at the risk that is posed by North Korea. That is exactly what this technology is intended to address. Questioned about the possible response by North Korea to such a move, Defense Department spokesperson Cook said, "If the North Koreans are concerned by this, they have an easy solution here, and that is to stop their own provocative actions. They're in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Abiding by those resolutions would be an excellent place for North Korea to start."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.